Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm good, thank you, Zach. And how are you?
I'm doing fine. It's been a reasonable start to the year for Extract Resources shares, but what's going on the ground at the moment?
Well, first of all, Happy New Year to yourself and all our shareholders and the listeners to this podcast. How's things going? A bit of nail biting over the period, the Christmas period and into the new year. A cyclone, as you know, came out of Madagascar across the ocean and was forecasted to be pretty serious by the time it got inland. But fortunately, you know, we've got a bit of a belt in terms of storm and rains and what have you. But no real damage, so survived that one. On the ground, things are going very well. The adit at Guy Fawkes is developed, and we've got three veins, visible gold in one of them, and very impressed with that. And we will get some samples onto our website. The adit's started, and there's a little bit of scratching around to I get some depth of the former open cast to access veins, so I'm pretty positive on that one. The alternative, the second alluvials, they're starting up, so that's good. And as always, our alluvial project that's been going for a couple of years, 2.5 years or so, that's going along at the normal speed that it did for last year. You know, rather deep diggings and the gravels are not that productive, but nonetheless, we're producing gold day on day. In terms of the big project, the Fairbright project, the equipment is all being assembled and bolted together in South Africa. We've got the the documentation in place to actually transport the material, the plant. So it'll be a bit of a Lego set in putting it into place. The foundations, as you know, they're being done by a civils contractor, as is the dam, tailings dam, and that's making good progress. We'll be doing a short-term pit planning drill program to define the higher grade and the shallowest grade and get the quickest access, which of course relates in the quickest cash flow. So all in all, Manika, as I say, bit of fingernail biting over the cyclone, but the damage that it might do, but it didn't do, I'm happy to say. So let's hope that the new year continues in that way. We're starting drilling, Zach. The guys have returned from Queensland, and we're starting drilling in the New South Wales Lachlan Fold project. We were very happy. We put pictures on our website, which showed the mineralization, and you know, we were happy with that. It started at 78 meters. It's been continuous. We stopped before Christmas at 2:13. On a previous podcast, I said I was very ambitious to get the hole finished, but they had the coronavirus outbreak in New South Wales, and we thought it's safe to get our guys back and up to Queensland, because since all of our contractors are off in Queensland. So we're up and off. Everybody's coming back refreshed, and I'm really excited about this hole, you know, because the nearest one to us, I think, is a company called Alkyd. We've got the Boda project. And I think our porphyry is as good, if not better, than theirs, and they're talking about a market cap, I don't know, of about $400 million. So this is a nice situation, this porphyry. And of course, we've got another one which is not even touched, and three epithermals. So I am very, very excited about what's happening in Australia. I don't think we could have got that Bushranger project to save our lives should we want it now. I feel it's got tremendous potential, and with Anglo American there as a potential buyer, it's all good stuff, Jack. And so I can't wait to see the results. What start coming? You know, the core that starts coming up the hole. We're making good progress in with our Eureka project, and samples are maintained across to a processor. We're actually assimilating the material to see how it separates by pure gravity methods. Collingwood. We sent some samples away as well for them to be tested for spirals, jigs, and what have you. I start the year off, Zach, with a lot of confidence. With a lot of confidence. It's nice to have a production build up in front of you. It's nice to have a porphyry being tested to depth in a world where copper and gold are two well favoured metals, and particularly copper. And of course, my bullishness for copper, you know, I've not done much about hiding it. So, feeling very good. It's a nice way to start the new year. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to update shareholders and would-be shareholders on the status of the company as we go into a trouble that, in terms of the small mining and the big mining sector, I think a very positive world in terms of base metal demands. You know, we're in the middle of all this, but just look at those base metals, just look at those battery metals, how they're all advancing. So, God willing, we come out of this virus, but the fundamentals for commodities for this year are about as exciting as my career has ever seen. And I'm glad I was able to forecast the copper boom, and I'm glad I was able to position a number of situations, shareholders, into what I think is going to be a very exciting year for copper and base metals. And don't let's forget gold either. So thank you very much, Zach. That's really a summary of where we stand.
Okay, well, on that note, Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.